Lady Bird Readers, Jack and the Beanstalk. Picture words. Cut down. Giant beanstalk. Jack. Giant man. Jack's mother. Golden harp. Climb. Man. Giant woman. Magic beans. Golden eggs. Hen. Jack and his mother were very poor. They needed money, but they had only one cow. One day, Jack's mother said, "Take our cow to the market. Come back home with the money that you get for her." Jack took the cow and walked down the road. There, he met a man who wanted to buy the cow. "I don't have any money," said the man, "but I can give you 5 magic beans for your cow."
"All right," said Jack, and he gave the man his cow.
Jack took the magic beans back to his mother. She was very angry.
"These beans are not money," she said,
and she threw them out of the window. When Jack woke up in the morning, he saw a very big beanstalk outside his window.
"That beanstalk is giant," said Jack.
"I want to go to the top of it." Jack started to climb the beanstalk.
"No, Jack, no," said Jack's mother.
But Jack climbed up and up to the top of the beanstalk. When Jack got to the top, he saw a giant house with a giant door. He opened the door and saw a giant woman.
"Oh, no," said the woman. "My giant husband is coming. He eats little boys like you."
"Fee, fi, fo, fum, here I come,"
the giant man said very loudly.
"He must not see you," said the woman.
She put Jack into a cupboard. The giant man came in and sat down at the table with some giant bags of money.
120, 121,
he said to himself. Jack watched him from inside the cupboard. Soon, the giant man went to sleep. Jack came out of the cupboard and took all the money. Then he climbed back down the beanstalk and gave the money to his mother. Soon, Jack wanted to climb the beanstalk again.
"No, Jack, no," said his mother.
But Jack said, "I must." When Jack got to the top of the beanstalk, he saw the giant woman again.
"Oh, no," she said. "My husband is angry because someone took his money."
"Fee, fi, fo, fum, here I come,"
the giant man said very loudly.
"You must go into the cupboard," said the giant woman.
The giant man came in and sat down at the table. He had a little hen in his hand. The little hen gave him golden eggs. Very soon, the giant man went to sleep. Jack came out of the cupboard and took the little hen. Then Jack climbed down the beanstalk. Soon, Jack climbed the beanstalk again. At the top of the beanstalk, Jack saw the giant woman.
"Oh, no," said the woman. My husband is angry because someone took his hen and his money.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. Here I come,
the giant man said very loudly.
You must go into the cupboard again, said the woman.
The giant man came in with a golden harp. He sat down at the table, and the harp started to play beautiful music. Soon, the giant man went to sleep. Jack came out of the cupboard and took the golden harp. Then, he started to climb down the beanstalk.
Go quickly, said the woman. My giant husband is behind you.
Jack quickly climbed down the beanstalk with the angry giant man behind him. When Jack got to the bottom, his mother cut down the beanstalk. And that was the end of the giant man.
Crash!
Now Jack and his mother were not poor, and they lived happily for many years. Ladybird Readers, Jack and the Beanstalk, read by Samantha Dakin. Text adapted by Colleen Degnan-Venice. Illustrated by Laura Barella. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2017.